Okay, having learned the introduction and conclusion to our learning of Avot, we're now ready to begin learning the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah marks the various stages of the Mesorah of Torah Shebaal Peh, from Moshe at Sinai to Yoshua to the Zekanim to the Nevi'im, and finally, the Nevi'im to the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. An interesting name for those who were the Jewish leaders in that body of the Knesset that inspires today's Knesset, 120 members. An interesting name, Anshei Knesset HaGdola. In any case, the Mishnah tells us they used to say three things: Hevi metunim bedin, v'ha'amidu tamidim harbe, v'asu siyag la'Torah. Today we're going to speak about the first one of these statements: Hevi metunim bedin. What does metunim bedin, in the way we judge, mean? Avot Rabbi Natan, the supplement to Avot, the version of the Tosefta for Masechet Avot, quotes two pshatim: the first in the name of Avishol, and then a second pshat. Abishol explains, Lo shehimtinu, it doesn't mean that they waited, ela shepirshu. It means that they looked deeper to explain. One example given is that initially many thought that Mishlei, Shir HaShirim, and Kohelet, which have ideas in them that seem contrary to our tradition, should be nignaz, should be hidden. They're dangerous when we learn them. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah sat and worked through to understand the deeper meaning and explain them. They were mefarish it in line with our tradition. This we see was a tradition, right? Was a character trait of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. We see it in Yom HaDaf Samach Terem Adbet, where the Gemara says that they were called the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. We already pointed out the interesting name, because they were great in returning the crown of God to where it belongs. Because Moshe taught us that when we daven, we say Hakel, HaGadol, HaGibor, V'Hanora. But Yirmiyahu, Daniel, the various Nevi'im who saw the Churban asked, how can we call God Gadol, Gibor, V'Nora when we see the Goyim dancing in the Heichal, when we see the Goyim lording over the Jewish people? The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were the ones who came and said, Adarava, this shows God's Gvura, because he controls himself and allows the Goyim to destroy the Mikdash and subjugate the Jews, because we need to be punished. We see their ability to sit, look deeper, and see a deeper explanation. In the sixth parak of Avot, we're told, the Torah is niknes with 48 things. One of them is Emunas Chachomim. And obviously the question is, how do we kone a Torah by having Emunas Chachomim? Another one of the midot seems contrary to this. Pilpul Haltamidim. Being involved, learning, and being mefalpil. What's the relationship between trusting that what the rabbis said is correct and pilpul hatamidim? The great Sri Deish explained that if you realize and believe that everything the Chachamim teach us is right, it will give you the patience to work through and find the correct pirush. We're not meant to have blind faith in what the rabbis tell us, but we're meant to know that what we're being taught is correct and to go the extra mile in working to understand it. Only when we know that it's correct will we go the extra mile in understanding it. That's what having mitunim bedin means, lo shemtinu ela shepirshu. The second pshat given in the Avos Reb Nasan is that a person should wait. Indeed, the pashup pshat, hevi metunim bedin, wait before rushing to judge. And interestingly, the Avos Reb Nasan points to Moshe Rabbeinu as an example, one point in his life where he didn't do this. We know that in Parashat Chukat, when the Jews came back from the battle with the Midianim, it's Elazar, who teaches them the laws of how to be metahar the kelim. In fact, Perek Laman Aleph Pasuk Kaf Aleph, Parshas Matos, excuse me, Elazar HaKohen says, Zos Chukas HaTorah Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. He quotes the Torah given to Moshe. Why didn't Moshe tell them what the laws were? Moshe was right there. Avos Reb Nasan says, because Moshe rushed to judge the warriors when they came back with women. He thought that they were brought back as sex slaves. And therefore he got angry at them, because what had just happened with the Moabite Midianite women? He got angry because he got angry. He lost the ability to hand over this Torah, these halachot. And so we see here the common theme in Hevi Metunim Bedin is patience. The patience to look for a deeper explanation. The patience to not rush to judgment so we can truly understand what we're seeing. This is the advice of that great body of sages who needed to judge the Jewish people and lead the Jewish people. Their first advice is, be patient, be slow, make sure you're understanding correctly. This advice was relevant then and definitely continues to be relevant today.